813 WEOL, it is time for the Jim Rosenhaus Report, and it is brought to you by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and on Route 58 in Amherst. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Tell us, what is new?
We're in a homestand? Was there a question?
I just wanted to throw it out at you just to see where is he going to take this? You know, where do you want to start?
So in the last couple of days, we get a game in which we get outstanding hitting. Another game we get outstanding pitching without the hitting. Is it simply a mark of a young team looking to find its way?
Very much so. And I think it's probably common for most young teams, and the Guardians are younger than most this season. They went into the year the fifth youngest team in the last 30 years in the major leagues. And if you look at their average age is younger than most AAA ball clubs. So that's how young they are. And with that comes some excitement. I think in the last week or so, we've seen another debut that's gone really well with Nolan Jones in right field, swinging the bat extremely well and has really been a boost for this team. But then, you know, games like last night where it just was a struggle, you know, and really the last two games, they managed just the one run. Part of that, they faced really good pitchers. I mean, Lucas Giolito has always had success against them. And then also Dylan Cease is someone who should be at the All-Star game. He's not yet, but he may be named it at some point here. But I think sometimes when a younger lineup faces really top quality pitching and those pitchers are on their game, I think we've seen the results the last couple of nights. But and then on the flip side, they've had some big outputs too in the last week or so. So you ride that roller coaster and hope at the end maybe there's enough wins in there that you are, you know, in postseason contention.
Of course, during the season, players get nicked up. Last night, Aaron Civale came out of the game in the first inning pretty much, and any update on him? I guess he had a bit of a wrist injury.
Yes, soreness in his wrist, and at least when we left the ballpark last night, the report was he was getting that imaged just to see what's going on in there. Boy, frustrating for him because he had an injury earlier this year and missed about a month, and since he had returned, he looked like the Aaron Civale who was a real key to the rotation a year ago. So that's a tough one if it's any length of time. Now, hopefully it's just maybe just something that flared up last night and it's not a big deal. But at least when we left the ballpark last night, they were still waiting for some of the results of the further, you know, testing and things like that. We'll probably find out more when we get there today.
We're talking with Jim Rosenhaus from the Cleveland Guardians. And, Jim, you mentioned the All-Star break coming up. Is it coming at a good time for the team?
Oh, goodness, yes. You know, it's been because of the early season rainouts and then the games that were postponed because of the lockout right at the start, they've been in a stretch where they've had four doubleheaders in a two-week span. And no matter what, that stresses your pitching, and it also stresses your position players. So you really have some challenges there. They need the All-Star break, and it comes at a great time, yes.
Something else coming up, not too far away, the trade deadline. Do you think we'll see any change whatsoever on the roster?
I do. I do think we will. I don't know what that is. I wish I could tell you what that might be. I don't know if Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff know yet. But I think there will be some moves. They have some young talent in the minor leagues if they want to use that as trade chips. And there's some roster issues that they'll have to confront at the end of the season, and they could clear some space there with some shrewd trades. So it'll be interesting. It'll depend on where they are in the standings a little bit. But I think regardless of where they are in the standings, they might make some moves to augment the roster not only for this year but for the years ahead too.
And we have three All-Stars this year, and I'm sure the team is really happy about that.
Absolutely. Jose Ramirez, you figured. Emmanuel Clase, you figured, based on the years they were having. And then another guy who's having a great year, an All-Star type year, but you weren't sure because of the others out there, But Andrés Giménez, good for him. Second baseman who's had a wonderful season. So him and Class A go to their first, and Hosey goes to his fourth. It'll be a nice week for them next week in Los Angeles.
And with Andrés coming over from the Mets, another trade that, you know, when it was made, you hope for the best, but here we go with a guy who's 24 and an all-star.
It's amazing. It really is. And Amed Rosario's been your regular shortstop and one of your key hitters. So they got a lot in the Lindor trade, and maybe more so than people thought at the time, for sure.
Jim, really appreciate you being on this morning. You take care.
You guys, thank you. Appreciate it.